It's a shame that this is the last old bloke that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
It's 22 past 8 and all the latest in entertainment news. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane joins me. Good morning to you, Jade.
Good morning, Jase.
Another Friday morning. It's going to be very hot up here in Sunraysia. What's it like down in Melbourne?
It's not too bad at the moment, but I'm definitely not looking well. I don't have to tell you guys up there, but I'm definitely not looking forward to Monday.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. It's going to be a stinker. Hey, let's get to the topics this morning. And, well, Tiger King, the star of Tiger King, Joe Exotic, he's come out and given Donald Trump a bit of a slam after not getting a presidential pardon.
Yes, and not just Trump, but also his son as well, Donald Trump Jr., basically saying that his son, that being Donald Trump Jr., only really used him to further his social media presence and social media reach, and that his father, Donald Trump, the former president, didn't come to the party with that presidential pardon for the virtual life sentence that he's currently serving for those animal cruelty offences, as well as trying to get Carol Baskin killed, essentially. And his legal team really seriously thought that he was actually going to get that pardon yesterday or the day before, so much so that they rented this massive 50-foot stretch limo to take him from the Texas jail to wherever he was presumably going to be staying. But as we know, that didn't happen. And Joe Exotic has now come out and said that that's basically because he's, quote, too gay and too innocent. So make of that what you will. I think it's a story that won't be going away anytime soon, Jase.
Well, he didn't lighten up on the pen when it came to pardons. About 143 all up in total, Donald Trump. So he spent all his last days signing pardon. Quite amusing, I found it. But, a lot of people, their lives have now changed. Anyway, moving on, Robbie Williams, positive for COVID-19. What's the story?
Yes, well, this one surfaced in the London newspaper, The Sun, on Wednesday. Reports there that he's been quite unwell and tested positive for COVID-19. He hasn't actually confirmed this yet, by the way, but given that he hasn't denied it, I would say that the story is 100% true. But he's tested positive, apparently, while on holiday with his wife and kids, four kids, all under the age of 10, while in the Caribbean. And obviously, we don't know for certain if he caught it over there in the Caribbean. Presumably, that is the case, and he and his family, they flew there on the 28th of December and have been staying at this private villa over there, which they're now quarantining in for 14 days. He can't go out or anything like that, but look, you know, this private villa, it has a swimming pool, it costs $200,000 a week to stay in, so look, it's not exactly the worst place to be quarantining in.
Did you say $200,000 a week to rent?
That's right, about $200,000 Australian money out per week to stay in. So he's already been staying there since around the end of December. So now he's looking at another 14 days spending, forking out $200,000 a week to stay in there. But I think he'll be all right.
He'll be all right. Musical theatre has returned to Melbourne. What's coming up?
Yes, this is really, really good. I thought we'd just finish on a bit of a positive note. Live theatre, on a big scale anyway, returned to Melbourne on Tuesday night with the opening of Come From Away, that musical that's set in the week following the September 11 attacks that had a long, long, long run in Melbourne last year or the year before. But it's now back in town again, and it got a standing ovation, as most shows do on that first night on Tuesday. And from all accounts I've heard, it's all going really, really well. So just great to see the beginning of, hopefully, a proper return to normal life, to use that dreaded expression, a COVID normal pretty soon with our musical theatre back in action.
Yeah, good to hear. Jade, always good to catch up with you. We'll do it all again next Friday. Have a good week. We'll talk to you soon.
No worries. Thanks, Jase.
That's Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane Entertainment. All right, that's pretty well it for the Brekkie Show for today. However, before we wrap up, Shirley, congratulations. You picked up $100 to go spend at Harvey Norman Furniture, all part of Reverse the Verse. It'll be back next week. All the latest news coming up next. Then Neil Mitchell, 13 13 32. Enjoy your weekend and stay cool.